I don't know if you can read that, but it says, lest at any time. And I want to start this morning. I've been thinking about this through the week. There's a story in the Old Testament that I'd like to share with us this morning and read a little bit. There was a man named Uzziah in 2 Chronicles 26. And starting at the third verse, we find here the story of a man that when he was just 16 years old, he became king of Israel. And he was a good king for the most part. He was a wonderful king a lot of his life. And I want to just read a little of his story here, if you'll bear with me, from 3 through 22. I've been reading through Chronicles, through 2 Chronicles. There is so much for us to glean from these chapters, and I felt like the Lord started talking to me about this one. So I want to share it with us here. It says, 16 years old was Uzziah when he began to reign, and he reigned 52 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Jechaliah of Jerusalem. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his father Amaziah did. And he sought God in the days of Zechariah, who had understanding in the visions of God. And as long as he sought the Lord, God made him to prosper. And he went forth and warred against the Philistines and brake down the wall of Gath and the wall of Jabna and the wall of Ashdod, and built cities about Ashdod and among the Philistines. And God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabians that dwelt in Gerbaal and the Mehunims. And the Ammonites gave gifts to Uzziah. And his name spread abroad even to the entering in of Egypt, for he strengthened himself exceedingly. Moreover, Uzziah built towers in Jerusalem at the corner gate and at the valley gate and at the turning of the wall, and fortified them. Also he built towers in the desert and digged many wells, for he had much cattle, both in the low country and in the plains. Husbandmen also, talking about farmers, and vine dressers in the mountains and in Carmel, for he loved husbandry. Moreover, Uzziah had an host of fighting men that went out to war by bands, according to the number of their account, by the hand of Jael the scribe and Messiah the ruler, under the hand of Hananiah, one of the king's captains. The whole number of the chief of the fathers of the mighty men of valor were 2,600, and under their hand was an army, 300,000 and 7,500 that made war with mighty power to help the king against the enemy. And Uzziah prepared for them throughout all the host shields and spears and helmets and habergeons and bows and slings to cast stones. And he made in Jerusalem engines invented by cunning men to be on the towers and upon the bulwarks, to shoot arrows and great stones withal. And his name spread far abroad, for he was marvelously helped till he was strong. But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God and went into the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. And Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. That's 80 men went in with this Azariah the priest. And they withstood Uzziah the king and said unto him, it appertaineth not unto thee, Uzziah, to burn incense unto the Lord, but to the priests, the sons of Aaron, that are consecrated to burn incense. Go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord. Then Uzziah was wroth. He was really angry and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose up in his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah the chief priest and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead, and they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. And Uzziah the king was a leper unto the day of his death, and dwelt in a several house, being a leper, for he was cut off from the house of the Lord. And Jotham his son was over the king's house, judging the people of the land. You know, this morning, I think about stories like this, and I've been reading all through the Chronicles and all that area of the Bible, and I'm amazed at the things that I read. Here was a man that when he was 16 years old, he sought God. And he was young, and it says he did right in the sight of the Lord. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Uzziah did that. He was a man that God loved and prospered. And it talks about the heathens giving gifts to him. And it talks about his name spreading all through the lands over there. And how God prospered him and blessed him. Because they all knew that God was with him. And, you know, I look at that whole picture and I marvel and I take heed and I wonder, Lord, have mercy upon me that I never fall for some foolish thing the enemy offers. And I think about how that all those things, that people face, some of them are in different times and different eras of their life. Some of them are in different seasons of their life. For this man, he started young. He knew he needed help. And he sought that help. And God helped him, it says, marvelously. And he became very powerful and very popular. And all of those, you know that something began to happen in the next season of his life, when things were good. And it says when he was strong, it says his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord. I want to ask something this morning. What was Uzziah thinking when he went into the temple to burn incense? It was the priest to do that. They were consecrated to do that. They were chosen of God to do that. And this man took it upon himself to do that. To go in and do something that God was going to command judgment on him for. Why would he do that when he had lived for the Lord? This man reigned 52 years. And do you know that many of those years was given completely to God? And his life was so blessed and such a blessing to so many. And we find that somehow the next season of his life, he was reaping the rewards of that. He was a rich man. He had power. He had a lot. This man, Uzziah, was blessed marvelously. And the Lord blessed him that way. And you know that knowing the things he knew the history. Why did Uzziah do those things? I question in my mind, why Uzziah, why would you do that? You had to know so much better because in a season and a time of his life, he let some things slip. Do you know that no matter how much we are blessed at times, that don't bless us in the next time. We have to always, and I want to encourage every one of us, there are times and seasons in our life, we have to seek the Lord all the time. We have to be diligent all the time, lest at any time we let some things slip and things get away from us. I was just thinking about the seasons that we're in right now. And I was thinking about the seasons have been changing. We're all very well aware that things has changed. We're in another season. And we see that winter's coming. And we recognize that. And you know what? I've been thinking about that. I've been kind of trying to get in my mind, prepared a plan, and starting that plan already even, to get ready for winter. Because I know it's coming. And so, you know, I know that I've got to winterize the travel trailer. And I know that might not happen till the day before that heavy freeze. But I'm going to try to make it happen earlier. You know, I know there's... I was just thinking about all the different things. I've been thinking about... I've got to get the wood stove in. It's starting to get cold. And I notice on the thermometer it says 52 degrees outside. And it's still in the high 60s in my house. But I know that that's going to change before long. And so it's going to get cold. I've got to get ready for those things. I know that I've got to be diligent right now or it's going to catch me unawares. I know I've got to check the antifreeze in my cars. Make sure it's all good, the tractor. I've got to make sure those things are ready. Do you know that, that if we don't, and if we're not diligent at this time, it's not going to be long till we're going to be sorry. I've got to see about getting wood in, and we use a lot of gas heat too. But, you know, I was just thinking about the different seasons naturally. Folks, there's winter. Winter comes on. You know, winter's a whole different story than spring and summer and fall. Winter, you're trying to keep warm, maybe shoveling snow, trying to keep wood in the stove if you heat with wood. Trying to keep ahead of things. Trying to keep plenty of clothes on and not slip on the ice. It's a challenge, isn't it? Winter's a challenge. And so it has its own things. I think about spring. You know, spring is such a beautiful time. Things bloom. Oh, it just seems like everything's in go mode. You can till the garden, you can put something in and it starts coming up. Things start blooming and it's like, wow, look at this all around. Things that were in the ground, just perennials that come up and every year and there they are blooming again. How did they shoot up so fast? It's the way it happens, doesn't it? Isn't it? It's really something. And then summer, the hard work, the heat, and we enjoy the fruits of the labor of spring and different times. And so I want to talk to us this morning a little bit. Folks, scriptures tell us in Ecclesiastes 3, we're all well aware, it tells us of the times and the seasons. And that to everything there is a time and a season. To every purpose under the heaven, there's a time and a season. Do you know this morning, I don't know about you, but I want to go to heaven. And I decided that a long time ago. And I decided I'm going to make the decisions that will make me get there. Do you know that we have to be diligent in every season of our life if we really want to get to heaven? I know sometimes we mention young people and all that. Folks, winter's a season too. And I know enough by being around through the years that winter's not always easy in the natural. Winter's not always easy on old folks in the winter of their life. It has its challenges. In every season we come to, we have to be diligent to hold. Lest we get careless. Lest we get lifted up. Lest we get lethargic. Lest we go after things that take the time or the money or whatever it is, the desire away to serve the Lord with all of our heart. I want to encourage us this morning. Consider the season that you're in. Young folks, you're in the spring. And it's a pretty awesome time. It's easy for things to grow. It's really, it's a neat time of life. But I will tell you, coming behind that is summer and fall and winter. And if you're going to have stuff stored up for then, you're going to have to get busy now. Otherwise, you're going to be caught short-handed. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard for you. I want to look at Luke 21 and 34. Luke 21 and 34. It says, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time, and I just want us to think about that this morning, lest at any time through our life. You know that it's not a science that we can't figure out. It's not something that's harder than we can do. It's just being diligent. Keeping in our forefront of our life and our mind all the time what our purpose is, what our goal is, to make heaven our home. You know, that'll guide us through those spring days. That'll guide us through the spring of our life. That'll guide us when we're in Isaiah's situation. If you get in Isaiah's situation and the Lord's blessed you, I want to tell you, it's a time to be careful. It's a time to know my soul comes first all the time. I can't let myself get foolish like Isaiah did. How did he get that way? How did it happen to him? I can't hardly understand. I do though. He got lethargic about the things of God. He got to looking at things that he could have and do that led his heart away from the service and the will of God. And so this morning it says here, take heed to yourselves. Now this was Jesus speaking these words. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. You know what a snare is? You didn't expect it. Folks, it's like that. Death is going to come on us, and we're not going to be ready if we're not careful. Watch ye therefore and pray always. This is Jesus' words. You pray always. You be diligent. You watch, he says, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. You know, there's going to come a time before long that every one of us here are going to stand before God. We're going to stand before the Lord Jesus and we're going to give account of the deeds done in our body. We're going to give account of our life and how we've lived and whether we are ready or not. And the Lord is wanting to prick our hearts today and tell us, you don't let any time come in your life that you're not diligent and at your best for the Lord. That you're not on the cutting edge. Don't let that time come in your life that you decide it's too hard or there's something that I can't pay or whatever. Or I'm going to let my life get a little bit I have some things that I want to do, and I know that's going to really crowd my spiritual life, and I know that's it's going to put me at a real disadvantage. Don't do that. Be diligent about the things of the Lord. Oh, take heed to yourselves, Jesus said, lest at any time, you know, the Lord help us this morning, that there would not be a time in our life that we would let our hearts be overcharged to the point that we weren't ready, or that it would open another door that would allow us to not be ready. I think about Isaiah and I wonder, here was a man, oh, he was super blessed. He was blessed. What doors did he open? How did he get to that place? At what point did he start making choices that he knew was unwise? At what point, what happened to Isaiah? Because I don't want it to happen to me. You know, this morning, I don't believe it has to. Folks, we just simply have to pay attention to the thermometer all the time. Keep a check on ourselves. Keep a check that we are following after the things of God like we should. Young men and ladies, I just want to encourage you this morning. I know the springtime is awesome. And I know you feel strong. And I know life lies before you. And maybe you have a lot of hopes and dreams. But I want to tell you something. Don't let these things slip from you. The lure of the lights. We took the boys downtown last night. And in fact, well, we was getting something fixed down there. And we went the night before as well. And you know, there was so much going on in Bricktown and everything. You know, don't let the lure of whatever it is allure us away. And let there be a time that we let things slip in our life. I know that's the spring. And it's a neat time. It's a wonderful time. I want to encourage all of us, when the strength comes and the power comes, or whatever it is in your life, let's don't be like Uzziah. Let's don't let those things slip. How did Solomon fall into the trap he fell into? We was talking about some of these things this morning in Sunday school. How did Solomon fall into the trap that he fell into? How did he do that? Solomon saw the glory of God fall upon the temple. He saw it was so full of, mist, or it was the Spirit of the Lord fell upon the place. And the Lord gave Solomon wisdom. And he blessed his life like no other. And how was it? How could it be? How could it be that Solomon would turn from that? Because there was a time. There was a time in his life. And maybe it wasn't that time. It was a little later when things were established. Things were settled. And Solomon could afford to mess around a little bit. Solomon started taking strange wives. Maybe he was doing part of that with other kings, to taking their daughters and trying to make affinity with them. You know, whatever the reason was, he did it. I don't know what his reasons totally were. What are our reasons this morning? Are we being diligent to make sure that I only follow the Lord wholly, fully, that I keep myself in His will, and that I watch to not let anything slip? In Hebrews 2 and 1, this is the scripture that I've been quoting about slipping. Hebrews 2 and 1 says, "Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time," the same language Jesus used, "lest at any time we should let them slip." Do you know that it goes on and talks there about some things, about neglecting and that type of thing? You know, the Lord wants us to give the more earnest heed this morning. The more earnest, the more diligent heed to our life. I just want to ask you this morning, how is your life doing spiritually in the Lord's eyes? Because we all have our own thing worked out if we're not careful. I've talked to people that live every kind of way and they have it worked out with the Lord. But how is it in the Lord's eyes this morning? I think about Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I want to read a few scriptures here in Hebrews 10 and 25. And it says, we'll start at 24. "Let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." And I believe we're seeing that day approaching more. And so this morning, I wonder, as I've been saying, I wonder how Uzziah justified what he was doing. And I haven't been thinking of anyone here, so I want you to know that. But you know, the scriptures here tell us to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. And I wonder how we deal with that sometimes. I wonder how people deal with that sometimes. I wonder how their justification is. I wonder how Isaiah's justification was. Well, I wonder how we justify things sometimes. You know, I wonder sometimes if maybe we're just too busy and we just say, I will later. But I'm too busy at this time of my life. I can't assemble together. I can't do that. And to another, they're just lethargic maybe. Maybe it's not that, it's just come or go, whatever happens. You know, and maybe another, they get a little discouraged. And it's like, well, when I go, I just feel like I'm under condemnation. And to another, maybe they feel a little bitter or a little rejected. And maybe there's plenty of other reasons that people will decide to forsake assembling together. And I want to encourage us this morning to not do that. Because the Lord says don't. He says assemble together. He says come together, be there, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. So much the more exhort one another. So much the more stir yourself up and be ready. You know, I believe the Lord's trying to get us ready this morning. I think He wants us to be ready. He wants us to be in that place. And the devil wants to lie to us. And he wants to tell us, yeah, but they don't want you there anyway. That's no reason not to come. Did you know that? That's no reason not to come. Because the Lord said to assemble and exhort one another and be in there and be there. I want to encourage us this morning because I want you to go to heaven. And so I'm giving you, I believe, the word of the Lord. I believe He gave this to me. And so this morning, I want to encourage all of us. The Lord help us to do the will of God, the express written will of God and the unwritten will of God in our life. I want to ask you, are you prospering spiritually? Well, what are we supposed to do if we're not? Sometimes we don't know what to do. Well, I want to prosper spiritually, but I'm not. Well, the thing not to do is to quit coming and decide, you know, I can't figure it out. I'll tell you what the thing to do is. That's get real diligent, like we do about everything else in our life when we can't figure it out. And find out what it is. What do we need to do, Lord, to please You? What do I do to win over this battle that keeps walloping me? And maybe we go and we begin to get help from someone else, as the Bible teaches us. And we begin to pour out our troubles with one another and pray together until we find victory and help in those ways. Do you know what we can do is there can be a time in our life, a time. And that time can be when we're in our youth and in our spring and we're just starting out. And we see all the glamour and all the things before us of what we're going to be. We're going to be the President of the United States or whatever you're going to be. I know a brother, I know someone that has told me that's what they wanted to be when they were young, the President of the United States. Well, they haven't got even close to that. But you know what? That keeps people from living for the Lord. At any time in our life, lest the things that happened during that time deceive us. As Uzziah, how did he get deceived? Because he was in a time of life when he was prospering. Everything was easy. It was nice and good. And I'll tell you what, it was too good. And it started pulling his heart away from the simplistic humility of serving God. And going down to his temple and praying. And being careful to follow all the precepts that God had given to Moses for those people. You know, he just let those things slip. There was a time. He just let them slip. Saints, this morning we have one of the most, I believe, the most awesome thing the world has to offer. That is a truth of God's word. That is a truth of his love for you and me. How he loved you and me. How he gave his blood for us. And then he shares. And then he works in our life and helps us. So this morning, give diligence. In Hebrews 3 and 12, I'm going to read another scripture here. Three and 12 to 13. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you. That word lest, it comes up so many times. I think about 90 times in the New Testament. And we keep seeing it, that very phrase, lest at any times, that's like, I believe it was 8 times. I looked it up, 6 or 8 times. That it's in the scriptures here in the New Testament. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. I know this is a real simple little message, probably going to be pretty short here. But I just want to encourage us today to run well. Folks, we have heaven before us. And we are blessed enough to get to know about it. And we're blessed enough to know about Jesus Christ and the sacrifice He made. And we are blessed enough to have the instructions of how to raise our families. All the things, how to live godly and righteously in this world. And we are so blessed. We have all of this available to us all the time. The scriptures, the preaching, the teaching, the exhorting of one another. Wednesday nights is like I love that time. Come together and exhort one another. Do you know this morning? Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. You know, we're going to have to watch it. Because there's a time coming in our life where we're going to have to be especially diligent. There's a time coming in our life that we're going to have to be especially careful. And you know what? I don't believe this is any kind of great rocket science. If you want to say it that way, it's diligence. It's determining right now, whether you're young or old, from this day forward, I'm going to live in such a way that when God calls, I can be ready. That's all it is. Diligence. Isaiah lost that diligence. He got lifted up. And it says when he was strong, his heart was lifted up. You think he didn't know that? Of course he knew that. You think God didn't prick him and say, hey, Isaiah, you need to humble down a little bit. Hey, you think he didn't? I think some way God spoke to Isaiah. Isaiah served the Lord for so many years and was so blessed. And what a blessing he had. Do you know this morning that the scriptures teach us that when we serve the Lord with all of our heart, it makes us rich. And so I want to encourage us to not say, I'm just not there and I don't. Folks, let's get with one another. We've prayed together, a bunch of us here have, in tight places and begged upon God for relief and for blessing and for help. And I want to tell you, the Lord's there for us. He's there for us to win our battles. He's there for us in the time that you are in right now. He is there for you that you can make it in. I think about the scripture that says, you did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? Do you know this morning the Lord wants us to make it in? And so he sends us messages. He pricks our heart. That's a message from God. He talks to us through the Word when we read it. And he would talk to us through the Word if we would read it. And so this morning, I hope that we, in all of our times, folks, when we get old, don't think it's a time I'm going to sail in. Because I want to tell you, there's distresses and loneliness and afflictions many times in that time of winter. And things come upon us. And what I have seen in the years that I've been watching things, people will shock you sometimes. We have to be careful all through those times of our life that there is not a time, that there is not any time that we let those things slip from us. So the Lord bless us this morning. He becometh poor. This is Proverbs 10:4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Did you know that? That's not only a natural thing that happens. That's a thing that happens spiritually too. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. If you're just blasé, mundane, just not real enthused, not real worried about things, don't worry about it. You will become poor spiritually. But it says, the hand of the diligent maketh rich. And so that works spiritually too. If we're diligent about our spiritual life, diligent about our devotions to the Lord, about seeking Him from day to day, studying His Word and letting that fall upon our hearts. Lord, teach me out of Your Word today. What do You have in this for me? I've been reading through 1 Chronicles. I try to read some in the New Testament, some in the Old, real regular. And you know, some chapters, I'm reading through the Bible. But you know, this morning, I've been asking the Lord, Lord, have mercy upon me. Help me not to ever come in the places that I read of so many. There were some kings that you read about. There were some servants of the Lord, some prophets of the Lord that served the Lord faithfully all their life. It's an awesome thing to read their story and see how the Lord blessed them. And then there were many that did not. And so this morning, I believe the challenge is for us to not be one of the many, but to decide in our hearts, I'm going to have a carefulness about me all the days of my life because I want to make it in. And I'm going to make sure that I make it in. I'm going to go God's way and I'm going to do what I need to do. I'm going to be diligent in the ways that I need to be diligent. You know, the scriptures tell us that what a carefulness it wrought in you. Yea, what clearing of yourselves. Yea, what indignation. That's 2 Corinthians 7:11. Yea, what fear. Yea, what vehement desire. Yea, what zeal. You know, the scriptures tell us, we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. You know, the Lord this morning longs for us to show that diligence. He's not looking for a people that is so troubled. They can't figure out where God is. Folks, the Lord wants to bless our lives. He wants to draw us close to Him. He wants the joy of our life to be the Lord and His work and His ways and His things. Center ourselves in that, lest at any time the center of our life becomes something else. And we find ourselves slipping. And we find ourselves, well, I don't know if I'm ready for heaven or not. Lest at any time that should happen, folks, we got to make a decision in our heart and mind. I remember the day, and I'm going to tell on Brother Lonnie here, if he's still here this morning. You know, I remember the time he was, 16? He came to Monarch. He brought his clothes to be baptized in because he said, I want to get saved. And he's still saved today. He made a decision. He hadn't been saved, to my knowledge, up until that time. But at 16 years old, he said, I want to get saved. He brought his clothes to be baptized in and followed through with that. And to this day, still living for the Lord. Folks, that's all it takes. We have to decide in our heart, I want to live for God. I want to hear His voice. I want to hear His dealings. And I want to give my life to His will and to His ways. And folks, you think the blessing of the Lord doesn't make rich? Don't listen to that. Sure, it makes rich. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Pray for us.